This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. There are a couple of noteworthy events coming up at Northwest Arkansas Community College. Saturday evening from 6 to 9:30, NWAC is hosting a jam night at Gusano's in Bentonville as part of the college's Spring Arts Festival. The house band includes singer O.C. Fisher, drummer Richard Goodrum, NWAC instructor Mark Turner on bass, and NWAC student Matthew Mazzoni on guitar. Those interested in performing with the house band, bringing their own band, or performing a solo may contact Mark Turner by emailing mturner1@nwacc.edu or by calling 619-4126.
NWAC will host a concealed carry forum from 3 to 4 p.m. March 5th, that's a week from today, in White Auditorium. The forum will be an opportunity for individuals to provide feedback on Arkansas Act 226 of 2013, which pertains to the concealed carry of handguns on campus by permit holders who are full-time college faculty and staff members. In May of 2013, the Board of Trustees adopted a policy disallowing the carrying of a concealed handgun by full-time faculty and staff members in buildings and grounds owned or controlled by the college. As required within the Act, the Board of Trustees policy expires 1 year after adoption and must be readopted each year by the Board of Trustees to remain in effect.
On March 10th, NWAC's Drama Department will hold auditions for its upcoming production of The Giver. Performances are scheduled for April 25th through the 27th and May 1st through the 3rd. The Giver describes a utopian society in which everyone is the same. There is no choice and no freedom to be an individual. But sameness comes at a price. Auditions will be at 6 p.m. March 10th in White Auditorium. Both children and adults are needed. Children's roles are available for girls 6 to 8 years old and for both girls and boys 11 to 13 years old. No experience is necessary. Rehearsals will be every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. beginning March 11th. Those interested in working on scenery, lighting, video production, sound, and costumes should also attend auditions on March 10th. For information, contact Mary Moore at mmoore@nwacc.edu or by calling 479-619-4228.
Friday evening, Fayetteville Underground will host a closing reception for Robert Ross's exhibition, The Muse in the Woodwork at the Water's Edge and Watercolor Studies of Watery Places. There is also a documentary being shot about Ross, and guests will be able to ask questions to those creating this film. Food and drinks will be provided, and the local trio Outside the Lines will also be having an informal rehearsal during the reception. The event is scheduled for 6 to 8 p.m. and is free and open to the public. For more, you can visit FayettevilleUnderground.com.
Fayetteville artist Linda Sheets, independent publisher of two books with her scratchboard drawings of rescued dogs and cats, has launched another book project on the crowdsourcing site Kickstarter. Linda has until March 6 to raise $9,500 that she needs for her project. Chicken Scratchin' will be a collection of Linda's scratchboard drawings of backyard and urban chickens from around the world, including short stories provided by the owners about the birds. Local poet Miller Williams assisted in the editing of the first two books. For more information, visit Kickstarter.com and search for Linda Sheets.